Roll call.
Commissioner Sinapa.
Absent.
Commissioner Geary.
Here.
Commissioner Anderson.
Here.
Commissioner Blackburn.
Here.
Commissioner Taggart.
Here.
Supervisor Perez.
Okay. Next, approval of our summary proceedings from January
16th, 2019. I was not here. I didn't even look at it.
Okay, so.
I'll make a motion to accept.
Okay, do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor? Any opposed? Alrighty. Okay, next, consent agenda. We have nothing. Moving on, public presentations. This portion of the meeting is reserved for persons to address the commission on any matter not on this agenda but under the jurisdiction of the commission. Commissioners may respond briefly to statements made or questions posed. They may ask a question for clarification, make a referral to staff for factual information, or request staff to report back to the commission at a later meeting. Also, the commission may act to direct the staff to place a matter of business on a future agenda. Please state your name and address for the record before making your presentation. Speakers are limited to 2 minutes, and if I could ask everybody to please turn their phones down or off, and please be respectful while people are talking, and allow them to have their say. Okay, first table. John? Robin? Jerry? Judy? Okay. Next table, Liz?
No.
I don't really have much to mind. I just want to take a morning coffee for all of us to remember all the dogs that are being euthanized due to space for whatever reason, the many strays that are running the streets cold, the rescues that are out there in this weather regardless of what's going on, saving these dogs, the dogs that are any animal that is being abused and neglected in any way, shape, or form. So if we could just take a moment to reflect on that and think about that and what are all of our personal responsibilities are for that.
Thank you. I thank our animal services officer being in the same condition.
I think absolutely. Working their butts off.
Oh, I'm just thanking animal services officers for the same.
Absolutely. Anybody involved in rescuing animals, what they do, it's hard for them. Thank you.
Second table. Amber,
that's,
you need to restart.
Oh, okay.
Amber.
93311, they wrote it out as to not start tapping. I'd like to direct this to Commissioner Blackburn, who every month gives us an update on the save rate percentages and how we are on a good trajectory to no-kill status by 2020. Last month he mentioned Nathan Winograd, and so this is why I'm going to say. These are quotes from Nathan Winograd at NathanWinograd.com. Quote, I posted why a 90% rate of life-saving in and of itself does not actually constitute no-kill. The goal of the no-kill movement is not to reduce killing to some consensus-based level. It is to end killing for all animals who are not irremediably suffering physically. End quote. Nathan continues to talk about communities who still kill treatable animals. Quote, all of these communities have called themselves no-kill and they aren't. The penultimate question is always whether the shelter is saving all animals who are treatable. To call a community that still feels treatable and healthy dogs, cats, including those that are not social people, etc., no-kill without more, simply because they save 90% of dogs and cats, is not only misleading, it may in fact be fundamentally dishonest. End quote. So when we talk about that we're on the path to no-kill status by 2020. I'm wondering if you mean Nathan Winograd's version of not killing for space or ringworm or anything like that, or if you are meaning the simple 90% version that he himself refers to as misleading. Because if we're at almost 80% and we are still euthanizing for space and treatable ailments, I'm conflicted. And that is not me disparaging the goal. We all agree that the goal is good. That is me not wanting to be complacent in what is being said. That's all. Thank you.
Well, as far as
far as Elk Hill goes, I mean, 90 is the minimum. And I talked to Nathan personally about this, and this is the standard that everybody uses in this country. And but they don't stop there. Like Austin is probably at 96%. It's a barrier that they try to get to. He's never said 90% does not constitute no kill.
That's on his website.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I've talked to him personally about it, but I don't know what it, you know, there's a lot of stuff on it. He's got a website that goes on and on and on, but I haven't read everything on his website, but that's what everybody's using. I don't like what any animal, any healthy animal is put down at all, but there's got to be a standard somewhere, and that's what they use, but it's not where they stop. They stop really when, if you could get to zero, would that be nice? It really would be nice. But that's, you've got to have a target somewhere. That's what they've chosen. That's what everybody's pretty much adopted. Nick, if you want to add to that, that's what I know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want any animal killed at all, period.
Right. So.
Well, in reality, though, I mean, yeah, 90% is good, and we're working towards even higher.
Right.
But on this side, I think the reality is, which everybody understands too, that sometimes there are animals that are going to have to be put down.
Absolutely.
Because they're sick or whatever. So there's always going to be a small percentage.
Exactly.
You know, that happens. From what I was hearing Michelle saying, it's just like clarification. Or, you know, are we just going to stop at 90%?
No,
we're not going to stop.
That's where we begin. That's where
at 90%, we still have animals.
We're going to keep going.
Yeah, that's the target.
Oh, yes, you do.
So.
Okay. Right. Anything else on that? All right. Yes, ma'am.
A box. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, then.
If you're ready.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just in the meantime, Nick, didn't it used to have a title that they call a shelter a pro-humane if it was a no-kill because they still have to put animals down that are not adoptable? Do you remember the pro-humane title?
It was in Orange County. Yeah, they were talking something because realistically, even if they'll kill, you're going to have to euthanize some animals.
So it was titled pro humane, but it kind of disappeared.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sunday Martineau, 93392. Button Willow, Nick. Ooh, loady. Me and a couple other people went out there today, and it's been. It's a really quiet little area, and I did not see one dog out there that was fixed, and they were just coming up in the dogs. It was unbelievable, overwhelming, to say the least. But one thing that we have kind of started on, Casey and I have been, we have a little group that's been over the last year, a little over a year, maybe going on 2 years now. We kind of started collecting data on backyard breeders and just kind of keeping like screenshots of, you know, how many times they're on Facebook and what they're selling and that kind of stuff. So Casey went to all the work. We were putting it in Dropbox, but we wanted to put it on paper, you know, too, so we had kind of a running list. So we've only been working on it, just this week, a little bit you could. We've got 7 pages of one line. Backyard breeders that are and what kind of dog they're breeding, and then, you know, if they're in Bakersfield or Shafter or Delano, we've been trying to collect as many addresses as we can on them, but it's been, you know, kind of hard to get that sometimes because they don't like to give up their addresses because we know they're doing is wrong. And also the different Facebook pages, because a lot of them have gone to, I still see in the newspaper, you know, for like dogs and breeding, that kind of stuff, people still sell the dogs in there, but there's only usually like 2 or 3 in there. It's not a big deal. But Casey was able to put together this list. And so we've got 160 Facebook pages that we've discovered so far. This is an ongoing project that we're doing. But just over this week of us being able to compile, that's how many we've come up with. So it really is something that it's huge out here. So I just want to make sure, even though I'm glad that our shelter numbers are getting, you know, kind of more manageable and that kind of stuff, What's out there is still brewing, and we have got to make sure we stay focused on the laws and that kind of stuff, as far as having, you know, breeding permits and that kind of stuff. Because being out there today and going, gosh, you know, we have so many pit bulls, can you please not breed anymore? Well, I just want one litter. Okay. But I have nothing else to go off of. So it's just so important to have that in there. I'm going to go out there and say, hey, nobody can breed anymore. But it's more of like having them there and go, well, check it out. You need to have a permit to do that. And, you know, so we're going to go ahead and get your information now. How many litters have you had? And be able to go from there. Because it's just that important. So anyway, so we'll kind of try to keep this updated a little bit. That's, support, that's what we have. We've got 7 pages of people and 160 so far just Facebook pages where they actively sell dogs like crazy. It's not like everyone wants, like, constantly also looking for, you know, dogs to breed with. My stud, you know, is looking for a bitch, you know, and that kind of deal. That's really what they are doing.
Well, just so you know, the subcommittee that was formed to look over the ordinance and the recommendations, and that's, I mean, and it's changing.
Good.
If Jerry lets it change.
Throw me under the bus.
I was going to say.
Thank you. Third table? Anybody? In the back there. Anybody? All righty. We're going to close public presentations. Thank you. Next, staff announcements and reports.
Good evening.
Hey there.
Good evening. Nick Cullen, Director of Kern County Animal Services. I'm going to just do the usual, go over the program highlights, the department statistics for the month of January. But I'll just give you an update on the subcommittee. Goodness, how many times have we met now? 6 times?
I think 5 times.
5 times. Today we kind of came to.
Point of order. It's later on the agenda, so you can't talk about it right now. Sorry.
Not even during the director's report?
You've got it elsewhere on the agenda. I still think you should put it here on the agenda, but you've got it later on the agenda.
You'll hear plenty about it later in the hearing.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so then moving right along, our rescue program in the month of January saw 204 animals leave the rescue, and that's actual dogs that came into the shelter and were released to a 501c3 nonprofit. Our foster program saw 29 animals enter the foster program in the month of January. Commissioner Blackburn asked me if we could begin to include a running total of animals that are fostered, any when these statistics are pulled, so I'll begin reporting on that next month.
Thank you.
Our TNR program, 8,285 cats have been fixed since mid-2013 for our TNR program. We had no off-site clinics in the month of January. We did have our regular Wednesday evening clinics, and they were successful as well. Month of January, about 393 animals leave for private party adoption. Since it was January, that's a year-to-date 393. We did see 11 cats leave to Petco locations. Commissioner Blackburn called me the other day and noted that we had no cats. Actually, what he wanted to tell me was that there was cats at Petco that were not county cats. I said, yeah, that's true. We just don't have volunteers to send out to clean, you know, every day. The way that Petco storage works is we have to supply volunteers or staff to be there 7 days a week at between 8 and 9 a.m. to provide first care. And it's tough to put the cobble together a schedule to keep cats there all the time. But we did see 11 cats adopted through Petco locations in January. It was probably the Gosford location. We did participate in the Pet Awareness Night in at the Robin Lake Arena in January. I don't have the numbers, but I believe we even adopted some dogs out during that month. Just 4 dogs, largely 2 most of them, which is good. Field services, we returned 52 dogs back to their owners in the month of January. I like seeing that statistic. It's a little higher than it usually is. 81 dogs secured on property in the month of January by animal control officers. Calls for service with 1,425 for our 13 animal control officers. Actually, that concludes the director's report. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, ma'am.
Director Cullen, I'm wondering on, in your director's report, it says Rescue Partners helped place 204 animals in January. And when you look at these statistics, the kennel comparison, you know, the stuff in the back, it says 158 dogs went to rescue. Can you explain the discrepancy?
I can't right now. I can certainly come back next month and find out why.
Are there some other categories here that are included in your report that are broken out?
Typically, the different reports pull in different ways. So it might just exclude a whole animal type for all items, but it happens sometimes. I can't answer right now.
And while I'm at it, can I ask you what MW adopt means? Is that medical waiver?
Yeah, it's a medical waiver.
Okay.
We do most of those in outlying areas where we can't, if we don't have veterinarians that can alter the animal fast enough. But more often than not, it's because an animal has an illness that prevents a spay or surgery from doing that.
And can I also ask you what VIS-ESC means?
Visual escape.
What does that mean?
It means it visually escaped.
You watched it go?
We saw it escape, yes.
Ah, okay.
And that's almost 99.9% of the time it's going to be a cat that we're trying to transfer from whatever it came in.
Okay. Your statistics are cats plus dogs plus other equal your rescue number.
Say that again?
Your rescue number total is cats plus dogs plus other.
Oh, I see.
Okay. So the report, the comparison statistics breaks it down versus the director's report.
That was my question. Yeah.
Yeah. Who's somebody without the answer?
Yeah. What does disposal mean?
That's an animal that comes in deceased. An animal that comes into the shelter deceased?
Ah.
Yeah, that's disposal.
Does North County, is that like the Buttonwillow area and all that stuff?
Yes. North County is Wasco, Shafter, Delano, McFarland, and some, most of us are Wasco.
I know you've been doing some of the weekend fostering stuff. Have you guys considered yet to do come up to City Dune where somebody will bring the animal in to be intake through you and then they just take it home and foster?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, we have.
You have? How come that's not common knowledge?
We're not doing it. You asked if we had considered it. Yes, we have considered it.
Okay, well, how far along are you with consideration?
Somewhere down the line. If there's a dozen things to institute the shelter, it's probably somewhere in the middle. Our foster program, we're kind of maxed out with about 70 foster families that are caring for animals now. We typically will ask the question at the time of intake if they can keep the animal for a period of time. Just more often than not, we're not getting all that decent of a response. We usually find that the people that are going to foster end up becoming foster parents.
Well, I've never been fostering. I haven't brought in animals before.
And I've made use of fostering as well.
I do mostly the smaller animals, and I have brought. I brought one in recently that. I put my name down as the last resort for it, but nobody asked me if I'd be willing to foster it, and I would have.
And you have?
Yes, I have had a couple. So, what is involved in you coming to a decision to do something like that for just as a regular basis if someone brings in an animal and you automatically ask, would you be willing to keep it? We gave it a chance and stuff, and then you take it home.
More often than not, it's risk versus reward. I mean, if we...
No, at what point do you think you might do that on a regular basis, is what I'm saying? Might implement such a program?
I don't have an answer for you.
Okay.
But it's a great idea that the city has. If you look at the city statistics and the county statistics, they're different. We do considerably more adoptions than, and they do considerably more rescues than
right.
we do.
Right.
So our population is a little bit different. I'm not saying that things wouldn't work for us that work for them, but we frequently look at what the city is doing and steal their ideas, and they do the same with us.
Okay, so let me ask you, if I bring a dog and I say I'm willing to for you guys to intake it and take it and foster, is there some protocol they need to follow, ask somebody if this is okay, or...
Maybe you should do this tomorrow before this program is implemented.
Right, right.
So you're asking if there's a protocol set in place if you offer to foster a dog?
That I'm bringing in so it can get intake through you guys for the stray hole, get its shots and everything, and then, yeah, take it home and hold on to it while the owner is being searched for or whatever happens at the end.
Yes, we would lob the animal out to you in our foster care kennel, and if an owner came forward and was looking for that animal, we would contact you and tell you to bring it back.
Okay, so would I just notify the person at the intake place that I just bring it in to intake through you guys?
That you'd be willing to foster the animal? Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right, thank you.
Oh, what about the pack walks and stuff? Like, would you let, you know how, I hate using city because I know we're coming out of city, but they have done some really great things.
I know, I saw the husky pack walk they did.
And yeah, and they came with the snow and all that kind of mm-hmm. stuff. They have a great, team there right now. It's totally changed everything. But one of the things, too, is getting the dogs out. So the more that they engage them, the happier they are, the less sick, you know, they're not as sick. It's been very, very successful. And they do have the indoor-outdoor kennels, whereas, your facility, the dogs are mostly inside. Mm-hmm. But what about if people were to come and walk them, maybe even get them, because Jackie with the Positive Connections can probably get some, volunteers together. They can go through the county, and become volunteers. That's what they did, is they become volunteers for the city. They go pick the dogs up and take them to pack walks and then take them back. I don't know if you guys would be open for something.
What's the question, sir?
Like, if you guys would do that.
Yes.
Allow that.
Yes.
Okay.
I think I would be more inclined to allow it to happen on property than off property.
Okay.
We have a play yard, and our staff has been trying to figure out how to get volunteers together to do, maybe not pack walks, but socialization and play groups.
Yeah.
We've been trying to put something like that together for quite some time.
Okay.
Absolutely advantageous for the animals.
Yeah, we're.
Anybody else?
Before I start, I'd like to have a show of hands of anybody from Bakersfield College here tonight. Higher.
Welcome.
Okay, welcome everybody. And the name of the class is?
Political Science.
What is it again?
Political Science.
Oh, okay, good. Well, welcome. Mm-hmm. Tell your teacher, thank you for making this one of his options. You could have said no, could have excluded, but we're glad that we're on the list. I don't know if the director mentioned on the TNR that since we started in 2013, we've TNR 8,285 cats. That is a lot of cats. And those numbers are starting to show up in our figures here, but that's just an incredible amount of cats that, you fix them and they live out their life, but they don't produce any more cats. So that, I think it's phenomenal, and we're still going with that.
Unfortunately, it's just a drop in the bucket.
Yeah. I know, but it's still a big drop.
We need you to TNR for the dogs, huh?
Okay.
That's awesome, those cats.
It is. And when Nathan Winograd was here 3 years ago, we had just announced we were going to go no kill. He said, keep an eye on the intake comparisons. And he said, once those start going down, he said, then you'll know you're starting to turn the corner. And so on the intake, on the cats, at least from this month versus a year ago, we're like 30% fewer cats on the intake, which is phenomenal. And on the dogs, about 8%. So you have fewer intakes. It gives you a chance to do what you do best, and that's placement. And on the live outcomes, we're about, between the cats and dogs, this month about 75% came out alive. So still really good. We've still got some work to do, but commendable. And I appreciate all the work that everyone's done. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you much, ladies. Expanded refunds updates? Do I have a motion to receive and file?
I make a motion to receive and file.
No.
A second.
All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? What you do, Jerry?
Why does everybody keep picking on me tonight?
It's a new year.
I've been relatively quiet.
She's a week.
And you can take it.
Better than
the one. Yeah.
Good evening, I am Blake Smith. I am the business manager. I am here to talk about where we are in spay-neuter funding. We're, for the students that are here, the County Board of Supervisors have given us $250,000 a year for the last few years to do low-cost spay and neuter for our citizens so that we can reduce the number of dogs and cats that are being born, so that we reduce the number that are coming into the shelter and starting to work, as we are, as this has been mentioned. We are a little over halfway through the year. We're a little more than half, 50, we're a little more than half spent, or half spent. We've been, we're doing really well at getting the funds utilized and getting the surgeries done. Our voucher redemption rate hovers around 80 to 85 from month to month. Our Save the Pity redemption rate this month is 56, and it's about the same as it's always been. The difference between the voucher and the Save the Pity voucher is that we charge $20 copay for the regular ones, and Save the Pity vouchers are free. And you know, we establish year after year after year that if people have skin in the game, they're more likely to respond. But even still, with the Save the Pities, we've done over 175 pities this year, and since the females, you know, give birth to 9 to 12 puppies at a time, we've saved a lot. We've prevented a lot of puppies to be born. We got our food and agriculture grant that's been fully utilized. We use that in Lake Isabella. There are some community activists up in Lake Isabella that have been utilizing our vouchers to bring in a mobile spay-neuter clinic from Simi Valley, and they're continuing to do that. And so the largest increase in the area that's experiencing the largest increase in voucher use is going to be the Lake Isabella area of the Kern River Valley. So that's where we are. Any questions? We'll go easy on me and make you the boss.
All right. Thank you. Do I have a motion to receive and file?
I make a motion to receive and file.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor? Mm-hmm. Any opposed? Great. Next, commissioner announcements or reports.
Okay. Great. I got nothing.
Okay. I got nothing. Okay. Moving on. Let's see, old business, staff referrals, none, ordinance change, subcommittee. Now you get to talk about it, Nick.
Your turn, Jim.
I want to steal your thunder.
Subcommittee's going well. We met 5 times, and I think today we accomplished getting the language and the wording down, specifically what we've all talked about in the past 5 months and what we wanted to get accomplished. So we kind of put that all on paper, all came to an agreement for all that stuff that's on paper. I probably maybe 10 or 12 different edits or changes or revisions, and the only piece we have left to go is one revision to one of the animal care requirement ordinances, and then we want to look at the commercial animal facility permit, make some changes to that. And after that, we should have a recommendation ready for the commission, and hopefully a recommendation for the board, hopefully adoption, some new laws.
Thank you guys all for putting your time in on this.
Can I make a comment?
Certainly.
What we're trying to do is make it clearer,
right?
Not so much mumbo jumbo,
right?
Good. And make it a lot easier to enforce,
right?
As we teach it.
right.
No questions.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, we have no new business. Oh, here, receive and file. Okay, second?
I'll second.
All in favor? Any opposed? All right. Okay, we have no new business, so the next thing we have is adjournment. Okay, do I have a second? All right, all in favor? Any opposed? All right, we will see you guys next month, Wednesday, March 20th. Thank you.